This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, June 29, 2022, and these are the headlines. Vice President-elect Sara Duterte has cautioned the incoming mayor of the city, younger brother Sebastian, of the worsening economic situation brought about by the impact of the war between Russia and Ukraine. In the last episode of the special hour of the mayor at the city government-run Davao City Disaster Radio Monday, she said that the city government under her brother must push for what makes us competitive in the entire country as a city, and we hope that it is also what he will give attention to. Among the key programs that she hopes her brother should focus on are infrastructure, how to jumpstart the economy, and governance. In another story, the city and some parts of the Davao region will remain under Alert Level 1 starting on July 1 until July 15, the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases announced. In business, the Securities and Exchange Commission has secured membership in the Association of National Numbering Agencies, or ANA, as a partner in another push to make the Philippine capital market more accessible and transparent. ANA is a global member association seeking to foster standardization within the financial industry by promoting standard identifiers. The SEC has already developed the national numbering system that will assign the securities identifiers ISIN under ISO 6166, CFI under ISO 10962, and FISN under ISO 18774. In sports, outgoing Philippine Sports Commission Chair William Ramirez said he is still willing to serve as head of the government sports body if the next administration needs him. Ramirez made the comment during the flag ceremony on Monday, the last for this administration, adding that if President-elect Ferdinand Marcos Jr. offers the position to him, he will accept it. He said he hopes the next administration will sustain the gains of the country in terms of sports development. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Please hit like and subscribe on this channel for more news about Davao City.